Hello, my name's Kev Carmody. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the area on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM in Digibriz.
Celeste Little, and I'm the National Indigenous Organiser for the National Tertiary Education Union.
It's International Women's Day. What do you think are some issues still facing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women?
Oh, well, I don't even know where to start. There's just so many. So we're dealing with incredibly high rates of family violence, domestic violence. Years after the Stolen Generations were allegedly supposed to have ended, we're still having children taken away at a higher rate and women trying to keep families together. I think that our women still battle not only just to have a voice in, a world that is incredibly white and male and middle class or upper class, but sometimes we even have trouble having voices within our own sort of communities. Just sometimes males' voices, will get preferenced in those sorts of fields. Even just getting recognition for who we all are and the various roles that Aboriginal women actually fill at this point in time seems to be a really difficult thing. So, yeah, it's really hard to summarise, but I'd say we've got quite the fight ahead of us.
What do you think women should do? Do you think they should get together and discuss these issues?
Yeah, well, I know quite a few Aboriginal women's groups that are actually taking the opportunity to get together and have discussions across the country, which is pretty wonderful. I think that Aboriginal women, when it comes to the women's movement, have felt a fair bit maybe not ostracised, but unrepresented by a lot of the dialogue that has revolved around white women in Australia. And so there is an onus on us to actually get together and start discussing things in our own sort of forums, the issues that we face that are unique, that are a symptom of not just being in a sexist culture, but also being in a racist culture that excludes us. So I think that, getting together, having discussions and actually challenging the sexism and the racism where we see it is incredibly important.
Do you find it disappointing or surprising that there are still this many issues out there that we still need to rectify?
Yeah, I find it incredibly disappointing. So it's sort of, sometimes I even think that, we've gone backwards from the times when I was, say, a high school student in the early 90s. It felt like there was more space for women, and it felt like there was more space for Indigenous issues in this country. And I think that, as far as the culture of the country goes, the Howard years had a very detrimental effect. So, when the things like, say the Australia Day celebrations, where we've got all these people walking around drunk with flags on, wearing flags draped around their shoulders and being incredibly shocking to a whole heap of other people who are generally not white or, have come from somewhere else. That sort of exclusion isn't necessarily something that existed. Like, it was expected that there'd be a challenge on Invasion Day. It was expected that women would protest on things like Anzac Day to highlight sexual violence within the armed forces. It's kind of like we're still fighting the same battles, but we're actually fighting them from a worse point than what we were about 20 years ago.